First of all, I would like to say thank you to organizers for inviting me. And of course, it's my pleasure to say again, happy birthday to Bruce Allison and many happy returns of this day. So I will speak about Pierce decomposition of generalized Jordan triple system. It's a jointed work with Louis Raven. And in the talk, it will be given a generalization of Pierce decomposition for a Jordan triple system, which was done, I believe, by Otmar Loos, and Jordan triple system of second order, which was done in jointed paper with Nariaki Kamiya. So first I will remind what is Jordan triple system, though all of you, of course, it's know this. So definition consists of these two. It's a triple system satisfying these two identities. And what is the Pierce decomposition? Suppose E is tripotent. Tripotent is the sense. A tripotent is an element which satisfies this condition. Has to show something. And it could be proved that then the space is decomposed on is a direct sum of three components with these properties. This product is equal to lambda x, where lambda is this one. If x belongs to your lambda. And of course, because of second property, symmetric on first and third argument, the same is true if x stay here. And if x stay in the middle, it's zero if you x belong to your zero plus you half. And if it's x belong to your one, then this q x this is given by this formula. If x belong to u1 plus, it's plus x, and u1 minus, it's minus x. And u1 is a direct sum. I don't know, it's ordinary, this decomposition is called Pierce decomposition, and Professor Erhard Necher said me that this addition was done in his work. Okay, so now about generalization of this decomposition. First of all, I would like to remind that there is a construction which associate with every Jordan triple system, LE algebra L of C, which is direct sum of three components, graded Lie algebra, it's called TKK construction, with involution. I remind this because for generalization of Jordan triple system, the same fact will be true. So now generalization. What is a generalized Jordan triple system? It's a triple satisfying only one condition, which is condition the same condition as the first condition in definition of Jordan triple system. No other conditions. Okay. And it happens that, turns out that for such a triple, you also can define Lie algebra, graded Lie algebra with involution. In general, this graded Lie algebra infinite dimensional. Okay, but there is such involution. This Lie algebra also has some additional properties, which, for example, this, that V1 generate the whole positive part, V minus generate the whole negative part. And kind of started a triple system can be restored from this Lie algebra by this double commutator. The same property, of course, fulfilled for Jordan triple system. And in fact, there is a one-to-one correspondence between generalized Jordan triple systems and graded Lie algebras of this form with some additional conditions. Maybe I will write these conditions. So if you have graded Lie algebra and take these conditions that Vi V1 equal to Vi plus 1 and V minus I V minus 1 equal V minus I minus 1 for all E equal 1. It's first condition. And second, that V1 V minus 1 equal V0. You have such class of Lie algebras with this inversing involutive automorphism. And you can see the Jordan triple system up to Weak isomorphy. Weak isomorphy for two triple is the following. There exist two invertible M here. M and N invertible transformations such that two triples, one with skew bracket and another with round bracket, satisfy this. Then you say weak isomorphism. Difference with ordinary isomorphism is here stay not M, but another transformation M. Two weak isomorphic Jordan triples, generalized Jordan triple system, have the same Lie algebra. So weak isomorphism give such classification up to so two isomorphic have the same Lie algebra. It's such equivalency between a triple system. And then if you consider up to this equivalency, generalized Jordan triple system, then you have one-to-one correspondence with this Lie algebras of this type. And here I gave a proof of one direction proof. Another direction is difficult of this correspondence, but maybe I will save time and will not speak about this now. So it's a definition of generalized Jordan triple system. And now, what is of finite order? if you correspondent Lie algebra is finite dimensional and has this form, we say it's a finite order L. particularly generalized Jordan triple system is a Jordan triple system if it's of order n, if the algebra has this form. For order 2 is typical example this one, and also with singular formula starting with structure algebra you also obtain generalized Jordan triple system of second order. It's in fact definition. condition for to be first order is symmetry on first and third argument. For second order is more complicated. Maybe I will give it later. what's good with structure of algebras, that if you give this definition of triple system and ask, say it's generalized Jordan triple system, then second condition, that it is second order, is fulfilled automatically because of some properties of involution in structure of algebra. I would like to say also that generalized Jordan triple systems, they generalization not only of Jordan triple system, but generalization of Cartan matrix. So any matrix define in general infinite dimensional algebra. And also you can say that it's generalized Jordan triple system define this algebra. If you suppose you're given a matrix, it's not maybe. Where is not this one to make it more, or it's clear. Okay. Given a matrix Aij, you define n scalar products like this, and then you define triple, but still it's difficult to see. Wait, so this. This one?
No.
This? So you define n scalar products, and then define n triple system. Triple system. Elements of triple system are columns of order n, if matrix was of order n. So it's a triple system, and you can easily prove that this triple system satisfy condition of generalized Jordan triple system, and the corresponding clear algebra is, say, in the case of classical case, it's Lie algebra defined by Cartan matrix. In general case, it's Lie algebra which also defined by this matrix. So it's the object. Now about right. So take I don't say this term because I would like to use we'll just term Lie algebra defined by matrix. So in classical case it's Lie algebra, in general case it's Lie algebra as defined, is called Kac-Moody algebra, defined by matrix. But in fact this functor L is more general and not only defined for this type of Jordan triple systems, generalized Jordan triple system, but for general Jordan triple system. So both notions, say for Jordan triple system given Lie algebra, and in this case, matrix case, it's the same type of construction coming from universal Lie algebra. Of course, I have to remind that this mapping. This mapping L, which associates with any Jordan, generalized Jordan triple system, such a graded Lie algebra, is defined by universal graded Lie algebra, but I have no time to remind how it's defined. Okay. Now about Pierce decomposition. Oh, maybe I will show also the condition for second order generalized Jordan triple system. It's this condition where square bracket means alternation on elements A and B. It's not a very simple condition, but slightly remind you first. But when you go further and would like to write such a condition for arbitrary real, it's quite difficult, and but you can do it by induction. Induction definition exists. So now about peer decomposition. So consider generalized Jordan triple system of order L, and let E be tripotent. Tripotent is element which satisfy the product of this triple product of this element equal to this element. Now how to say what is the field decomposition? What you would like to do? And first, let us denote these three linear operators, L, Q, and R. E act from the left, here from the right, and here X stay in the middle. And I suppose instead of Q have to be better written let them, but it was written like this, and for a moment I did not change notations. So you have this three linear operators. And now we have two equations. One is the main equation of equation defining a generalized Jordan triple system, and another one is a condition given for being this triple system of order L. And what you do, you substitute in these equations in such a way that you will have only one variable in the rest of equation. It happens that from the first equation you obtain then four equations. and from another condition, to be of order L, one equation more, which this equation say for L equal 1 in Jordan triple system case, is the following, R minus L equal to 0. For second order, generalized Jordan triple system, is the following. And so on, consists of the product of L brackets. And this L brackets, I wrote it here. I also would like to say that of course, it's not only all possible consequences of equations. In fact, there are plenty of other consequences which you have obtained by substituting element E in these equations. And consider all together is quite difficult if it's possible. And in fact, it was done first in our joint paper with Nariaki Kamiya. We find that it's so difficult that we have to do it by steps. And here is presented first step, which consists only of these equations which have one variable. And after that, you can forget. You forget all other possible equations and consider only this system. We called it first restriction, first Pierce restriction for such system. Professor Kevin Macrimon supposed another name, approximation, and I believe it's better. First Pierce approximation could be called. I have to say that this consider Pierce decomposition by steps can be quite fruitful. Otherwise, it's difficult to solve. And even in if you consider Jordan triple system, I believe I know that consider Jordan triple systems in such systematic way, one can obtain quite a new result, results, and I am going to speak about this another time, just about Jordan triple system considered in this systematic way. What I mean systematic way? So here what's called first approximation. But then you can see the another system, which includes this one, but take in consideration all possible consequences with two variables. And we say it's second approximation, and solve this, and so on. Finally, you have only one equation, which, these two equations, which give you a definition of the open paper system. Okay. So it's what we're doing. Consider first approximation, and it can be proved that first approximation for generalized Jordan triple system of order n consists exactly of these five equations. So what we are going to do, we are going to solve system of these five equations with three unknowns. What are unknowns? It's three linear operators, L, R, and O. Now, it's quite a long proof, but I give only two lemmas. First lemma is the following. You have L components in the last equation. And lemma say that the whole space is direct sum of such L subspaces. In first subspace, fulfilled R equals L, and so on. Every factor is fulfilled on one of such subspaces. Given one of such equations, say product of some factors, linear factors, and two commuting even linear operators, you cannot prove this theorem. It's only if you use all the whole system. You can prove this. It's one lemma, and another one is this one. In this lemma, you fixed subspace, one of these L subspaces. It's fixed here. And you denote subspace with two numbers. This number is the following. We have three linear operators, and first number say you that A is eigenvector of operator L with this eigennumber. And second, that this is that A, the same A, is the eigenvector of operator R with this one eigen. And if you give this definition, then it happens that only three possibilities can fulfill. Or for we fix this, it means we fixed I. I is one of number from 1 to L. So OA belong to such subspace, or to this one, or to this one. Only three possibilities happen. And I explain what means what mean these two indices, which give you a definition how these two operators R and L act, and how act third operator Q is given here. Here Q is zero, and on this third subspace, Q act as almost involution with some additional number. So it's lemma. Maybe if it's needed, I will repeat it, and I will show the main result. So the main result, the composition of the whole space will on the whole space and how act these three linear operators. So the whole space is a direct sum of L quadrat plus 2L subspaces. Every subspace have two indices, say lambda and mu, and they have this meaning. First index, so that any element in this subspace is eigenvector of operator L with this eigennumber. And the same for R with second number. And fourth, two second and third properties explain how act operator Q. It is zero if element belong these two sums. And it's defined by some involution if A belong to the first sum. There is involution T square equal to 1, this involution T, and Q is multiple of this involution. If A belong to this space, then result of Q belong to another space. In fact, I, big I and little I change places. when they are equal, then subspace have this form. First number is 1. And then it's in Jordan case, it's only one subspace, and tau is involution. So U is the direct sum of two subspaces plus and minus, and Q will act like this. Plus if belong A belong to subspace will plus and minus will minus. it's a solution, and conversely, you take any space, take any direct sum which denoted like this, define L and R according to these properties 1, 2, 3, and you will obtain the solution of this system consists of five equations. Okay, I would like to say that, of course, it's generalization of what was done in case of Jordan triple and Jordan triple of second order. But you also can see that this sum validate in a sense of decomposition for Jordan triple system. So the composition for Jordan triple system is the following: U equal U1 plus U1 half plus U0. In fact, in Jordan triple system we need only one index because R equal L, but follow these notations you have to write because R equal 1 1 plus U1 half 1 half plus U0 U0. So consider this decomposition in Jordan case. Here also you have three sums, and this three subspaces validate this form. The third consists of elements which have zero, R equals zero. It's characteristic of this subspace. On the second place, stay elements, subspaces which validate such equality. And here 1 plus 1, 1 half plus 1 half is 1, and here also. And the third one, in fact, first one in this, is characterized by that this third operator is not equal and put this subspace in itself. So these three groups almost remind you this decomposition. You can dispose them in some other way, which underline and other properties of these decompositions, but I have no time to speak about this. Okay. Now I am going to give examples. I suppose to remind you a classification of generalized German triple system of finite order. I don't know, will I have time? I have 8 minutes. Is it right? Actually? It's
1 minute.
1. I will not do this. Why? It's written that No. It's not necessary to have additional time. Then I only will give examples. In examples, I will take this special case when tripotent is a left unit. It's of course a very special case, which additionally satisfies this. In this case, the composition looks like this. On the first place, always stay 1. Left multiplication from the left is identity. And here stay this. I don't know, notation, maybe more ordinary notation. It's Russian notations for these numbers. It's such notation, so you have such numbers. It's clear what is it. So you have only this decomposition. And of course it can be given that all examples were all possible subspaces are not zero, but in this example only these subspaces will be non-zero. If we consider, you don't know what is this triple, I was going to give a classification. So maybe No. Okay, I will give then another example, which you don't need to have additional. So I will give examples which correspond to Cartan matrix. Say you have triple system A2. Cartan matrix is this one. Then by definition, the triple product given by this formula. Now let us consider tripotent. If you substitute such element 1, 1, you will see it's a tripotent. And then you will see that L of X is this operation, and this is a decomposition. Of course, it's known decomposition because this triple system is system of second order. So nothing new. But if you take another decomposition, say for G2, of another triple system defined by Cartan matrix. So Cartan matrix, it's definition of triple system. Tripotent, can be several tripotents. Let us take this one. Then you have L and R given by this. By the way, Q also equal to R. It's property when E is identity. And then the decomposition is this one, where U11 is spanned by such vector, and U115 is such vector. This corresponding to G2 system is of fifth order. So such subspace exists. Okay. Thank you very much.